Friends, this year should be a special schus. Rabbi Marani Marazi Sheyechiu, Ulischus Moshe Yehuda Ben Peshadina, and Rav Avram Yitzchak Ben Esther, and Rav Yosef Ezra Ben Esther, Rus Maria Bat Shoshana Miriam, Shehever Fur Shlema, and Rav Nachum Eliezer Ben Miriam Fege, Fur Shlema, B'sel Shachol Yisrael, Shalamis Machle Bat Sivy Ler Fur Shlema, Lui Nishmas Shmuel Ashlomo Ben Shimon, and Mars Esther Bas Rav Shmuel. And this shiur is based on a tshuva in the seventh volume of the Horos Nosson, Gonu Nosson Gestetner, and Simon Ein Beis. Here he's asked by Rav Shmuel Eliezer Stern, who's a very chashuv rov in Bnei Brak, about a woman who was mishtamedes. She became an apostate Jew, and she had a number of children, and they circumcised these children. And now she wants to go back to Yiddishkeit together with her children. Is there a chiyuv to do a tafas dam bris? Must she draw blood from these children's bris mila in order that it should be a kosher bris mila? So what is the status of a bris mila done when she was a mishtamedes, rachmana litzlan? So what's the shiloh? So apparently the moel is not a good moel. It was either a guy or a non-firm Jew. So in Shulchan Aruch Yerodeya and Reis Samach Dalet Sif Aleph, it says that Akum Afilu Hu Mahul Lo Yomul Klal. If a guy, even if he has a bris mila, he's not allowed to do the bris mila. And others, Vimol Tzarech Lachzor V'lomul Pam Shneinis. And if he does do bris mila, you don't have to do another bris. The guy's bris is good enough. The Ramah writes, and some say that Yerchayev Lachzor Lahatif Menu Dam Bris. You say that you have to draw blood afterwards because this bris mila, even by the Ebed, is no good, v'cheinikar, and that's the halacha. So in our case, we don't know who the moel was. Maybe it was a guy, and therefore you have to atof istam bris. And Rama there, he writes that even a mumr l'chol ha-Torah kula, or a mumr l'arla, somebody who doesn't keep the whole Torah, or somebody who doesn't care about bris mila, doesn't keep bris mila, so dino ka'akum, he has the status of a guy, and his bris, his mila, his circumcision is no good. So therefore the guy did it, or a mumr l'chol ha-Torah kula did it, or a mumr l'arlas did it, the bris mila would be no good, and you have to do atof istam bris. So even in a case where there are not so many goyim around who are doing bris mila, we must be choshesh that the person who did the bris mila was a mamar l'chol ha-Torah kula, just in Pischei Tshuva. There in Sifkat Zayin, he brings from Yagona of an Ozer, and Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Siman Kuf Peites, that a mumer who is nimal is kasher lamal. If he's a mumer, but he himself is a bris mila, he's kasher to do the bris mila, Kedusha B'Kiva Eger, Shulchan Aruch Yerodeya. There he's mitzadi to say that even the Ramah would agree that if a mummer does a bris mila, you don't have to do a tafistam bris. In Tshuvas Chasim Sofer, he talks about this in Arachayim Kuf Tezayin, Yerodeya Simon Aleph, and Tshuvas Chashen Mishpat Simon Kuf Lamed Dalet. In the Chedushe Chasim Sofer, Ikit Nechof Kim Lamed Beis, he's mefalpel in the aforementioned Divrei Eben HaOzer, that a mummer Shuvu Nimo is able to do the bris mila. And he's Messiah, he concludes, Ubarama Yerodeya Simon Reis Samot Dalet Tzifal, Posel Milas Mummer, he says the mila of a mummer is no good, Lufizeh, so these doctors who aren't from or machale Shabbos, they smoke on Shabbos, so you have to do a tafas dam bris. According to the Ramah, you would have to do the bris mila, but according to what I said, you wouldn't have to do another bris mila even if the machale Shabbos doctor did the original bris. So you should stay away from them. These machale Shabbos moalim, and after they did the bris mila, you should do mitzitzas hadam. I guess hatafas dam to make sure to get out some blood. So this way, you made the bris mila kosher. And these are very common these days, machale Shabbos doctors who are doing bris milas, and if so, They have to do a toughest dam bris, and so writes in the Sefer Derech Pikudechad Mitzvah Beis, that Apikores Shemal Tzarech Lachzor Lahatif Dam Bris, and so writes the Sefer Oschaim Vishalom. Lechoru would appear that you don't have to be do a toughest dam bris because of a sfeika sfeika. So we have a machlokas in the meantime if you have to do a toughest dam bris. Lechoru we have a sfeika sfeika that you do not have to do a toughest dam bris. What's the sixth faker? Because maybe the halach is like the mechaber that akum shemal ain tzarich lachzor lahatif dam bris, and maybe the halach is like the mechaber that if a guy does bris mila, you don't have to do a toughest dam bris. And maybe it's like the Ramah, they have to do a toughest dam bris. Maybe the moel was the Yisrael kosher. Maybe the moel was a good Jew. However, here it would seem that there's no Sfeik Sfeika because the Taz writes in Yerodea Kofir, that's the Siman about Sfeik Sfeika, and Sifkat and Tesvav, that where the Cheskes Isser and the Sfeik Sfeika comes to contradict the Chazaka, the Sfeik Sfeika is not going to be effective. The Vimatri similarly writes the Shach and Dina Sfeik Sfeika Oschav Tes. So here also, in the Gavr, there's a Cheskes Chiyuv Mitzvah Mila. He has a chazaka. What's the chazaka? That he's a cheskes chiv. He's an assumption of chiv that he's chayv in mitzvah smila. Because when he was born, he was chayv in mitzvah smila, like the Prima Gadim writes, that anybody who's mechuyiv the mitzvah, this is an arachayim simas on the sign, and it was mechuyiv in a mitzvah, and we don't know if he did it, then there's a tzas chazaka to say that he didn't do it. For example, somebody gets out of bed in the morning, the assumption is he didn't read Kriya Shema, and therefore, until he knows he read Kriya Shema, in safek motzi midei vadai, and he has to make a bracha in Kriya Shema. Bein Gilion Marashan Yeridei and Simon Reis Samuchay Siv Zayin Kains Akasa Vichdusha Rikiv Eger Shulchan Aruch Simon Kuf Pei Dalet Siv Dalet, and that it says in Shulchan Aruch, if somebody ate and he doesn't know if he benched, and he has to bench Misafek because it's Min HaTorah, the Prichadish writes that he's not Motzi other people because Fekah the writes of the Chumrah is only Mid Rabbanan, and therefore he's only Chayav to bench Misafek Midrabbanan, and his Midrabbanan is not going to be Motzi other people Daraisa. And Rabbi Kiva goes there and he argues and he says it's not true, because the Prichadish himself writes in Kuntras is fake, is that when there's a Chazakah, we go Lechumra even Midaraisa. And here also, he was Bevadei Mischayev Bevirchas Hamazon, Midaraisa is a Cheskes Chiyuv, and Sfegei Lechumra Dvar Torah. So you see this notion of a Cheskes Chiyuv. And a Sfeik Sfeika, like we saw before, doesn't to help you when you have a Cheskes Chiyuv, even a Sfeik Sfeika Lahad there. However, in the Tshuvas Rabbi Kiveger in Chelek Aleph Simen Vav, he writes Fakert that even according to the poskim that Sfeika Doraisa min haTorah is luchumra, nevertheless b'safek birach berachas hamazon ain't motzi acherim. Why? Because since he's only mechuyev migeder safek, the other person is not yotzei b'shmiyasa, so he's apparently soser himself. He writes in the his Chedushim on Arachayim that a person has a cheskes chiyuv benching, he is motzi somebody, even though he's a suffix, he's motzi somebody who's vadei chayv in benching. But in his tshuvas, he writes now that even according to the poskim, that's fake, the rice is lechumra, min haTorah is lechumra. Nevertheless, if he's mesupik, if he benched, he's not allowed to be motzi others because he's on the mechuyiv megeder suffix. And the other guy is mechuyiv megeder vadei, so he's not motzi the other person. Because a dying nisher who be suffix chiyuv, the shema motzi kvar birech, v'letza b'shmiyas amen, or maybe the person who's listening already benched and he's not yotze. Not shaloki dvarav, b'shulchan aruch, and lechora. This is talui in the yisod of the din of sfeika d'oraisa min haTorah lechumra. Is pshat that through the suffik it's kisser vaday, and therefore you have to be machmir vaday, or you only have to be machmir mitzad the suffik. Akoponim. Let's just take for a moment what we said before, just to review that we said a person has something called a cheskes chiyuv. And Mamele, even if we wanted to be matir this guy with his fake sfeika, because the suffix that maybe the halacha is that a koiz mila is a good mila, and even on the tzad that it's a bad mila, maybe it was the Yisrael kosher who's mal, then we said no, that if you have a cheskes chiyuv, it's fake sfeika, the kula is not going to help you. Now, the Chavis Das writes in Simen Kuf Yud, very, very famous Chavis Das, that the Safik Mitzvah, L'kuli Alma, Sfeika L'chumra Min HaTorah, that if you have a Safik Mitzvah, everybody holds, that you go L'chumra Min HaTorah, Mishim L'chol Dini HaTorah, Nemra La Vada. So the whole Machlokas of Sfeika D'Raisa, L'kuli L'chumra, that whole Machlokas is only, we're dealing with Esurim. When it comes to mitzvahs, everybody holds that Sfeika L'chumra is Min HaTorah. Because all Dini HaTorah was said Ala Vada, and when the Torah says, don't eat Chazir or Chalev, We say chazir chelav vadei hu delo tochal abal safik chazir v'safik chelav. Maybe it's mutter laechol. But mitzvah's essay, it says like take an esrog. It has to be a vadei esrog. Eat matzah. You have to eat vadei matzah. You have to be vadei that you ate the matzah. So therefore, a safik is going to be no good because kol debrei Torah nemru ala vadei. So when it comes to a surim, you could say sveika is lekula min haTorah because if it's not chazir vadei, you're cool min haTorah. But when it comes to a mitzvah, until you've vadei done the mitzvah, you're not yotze. And so writes the Chiddush Chasam Sofer and Shabbos kuf lamed hey amid aleph v'chein b'Chiddush Chasam Sofer ala sugyas. And you published in Yerushalayim in the year 1893 in Siman Mem Gimel. So it emerges that Pesafik mitzvahs esei lo yotze b'tayres vadei lekulei alma. So therefore, if you ate and you're mischayev birchas hamazon b'vadei, and I have Pesafik birchas hamazon, we say that lo yotze min haTorah b'tayres vadei. Because in order to be yotze benching, you have to be yotze b'tayres vadei according to the Chavis Das. V'chatus vate v'irachta. It has to be v'irachta vadei. So if there's a Pesafik, if you benched, you're not yotze b'tayres vadei. So, when you afterwards bench for someone else, you could be motzi them, because even if klapei shmaya galia, that you're not chayiv in berachas hamazon, nevertheless, since you have a suffik, if you blenched, so now you're chayiv min haTorah b'tayres vadei, and you could be motzi the other person. Just we can say that the svar of the Chavis Das and the Chasam Sofer is shaykh only when there's a suffik be'etzem achepze shel mitzvah. Like when there's a suffik, if this esrig is kosher, if this matzah is kshera. There we can say the Torah said that you can't be yotzei unless it's vadai royal mitzvasa. We require that it's an cheftza of an eser vadai, it's a cheftza of matzah vadai. Kumokim, when you benched, but there's a suffik betzim abracha, if you're mevarech hahogen, there's a suffik if you bench properly, that it's a cheftza of birkas hamazon, we can say you're not yotzei b'taras vadai mena Torah. But in a case where you forgot if you benched, but if you bench, it's clear to you that you bench properly, because you always bench properly. Just there's a suffix if you benched at all. In such a case, there's no suffix on the essence and the cheft of Birchas HaMazon, whether it was a proper Birchas HaMazon. The suffix is if you made the brach at all. So there, it could be tolui in the suffix of Sveika Doraisim and Atar Lekul Lechorma, because we can't say that Bircha Uberachta Vada below Berachta suffix, because in the Etzim HaBracha, there's no psul at all misafik. Just the gavra is misupik if he was mevarech. So maybe we can make a chiluk between the cheftz and the gavra. The cheftz is misafik. That's when we say it has to be the vadei cheftz shel mitzvah. But when you talk about the gavra is misupik. Maybe there we go back to the machlokas of sveik derais lechum min haTorah lekula min haTorah. However, ein zeh menachreach, because it could be when the Torah says beirachta means beirachta vadei, that even in your mind, not talking about the cheftz of birchas hamazon, even your subjective mind, it has to be that you definitely benched, otherwise you have to bench again. Look in the famous tshuva of the Ksav Sofer, I've seen it quoted a lot, in Aruch Chaim and Siman Lamed. So now, benidon didan, since this person has a cheskas chiyuv lamo, so when a goy was malhem, im kain, yesh kan safek im yotzi yedei mitzis mila, maybe you need a tafiz dam bris. So now he's chayav vadeh ba tafiz dam bris, since there's a cheskas, he has a cheskas chiyuv, and your mesupik if he was motzi is chiyuv, so that in the mitzvah Torah nemar ala vadai, and he didn't have a vadai bris mila, so vadai you have to do a tafiz dam bris, and therefore you can't say safek maybe the what the guy did was okay. No, the moment it's a safek if the bris mila of the guy was good, the bris mila of the guy is vadai no good, because nivrei Torah nemar ala vadai chavis das. That Sveika Daraisa Lechomer Min haTorah when it comes to Mitzvah Saseh. So here he has to be Vada Yotze, and he wasn't Vada Yotze because the Goy was Malm, so he can't be Mitzarif that. Combine that to a Sveika of Shema Yisrael Mal, so you would have to be Mal here, the Toras Vadai. Another reason you can't be Mekel Midian Sveika is because the Prechadish writes in Arachayim, in Yaradei, and Simon Kofiud, and call it Sveika O Zayin in the name of the Bach, but that the were Machshir Mitam Sveika is Hainu Hecha Sheisar Behatu Shavim. So that's when it's 50-50, but when it's more in favor of the Isser, then we're told Lachorma. So Binyanenu, this woman was a Mishumedes, and when she was a Mishumedes, she gives her children the Bris Mila, so it's Rachok to say that she got a good from a Moel. The stump of the Moel was a Rofi Mechal Shabbos, it was a guy, and therefore there's no room for this fake, because it's not 50-50. And in the Bach in Yeridea, he writes that Laman Damer Milas Akam Tzricha Tavis Dam Bris. He could do a Tavis Dam Bris even on Shabbos if it was on the eighth day. So you see, a Tavis Dam Bris is Daraisa. So Bevade and Lismoch LaHakob is fake fake because we're dealing here with Daraisa. So that was a first stage of our Shir. Hope God gives us life and we're able to continue and to see more Neflos Mitaras Hashem. And this fascinating Shaila, there's a Langarichas here. Langarichas is apparently a redundant term. So hopefully we will be able to continue and see more. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.